The Jewish Cultural Center is hosting an exhibit called Wrapped in Tradition, a collection of prayer shawls. The collection will be on display until January 15th. I spoke with the program director of the Jewish Cultural Center, Ann Treadwell. You see prayer shawls all the time in terms of if you're a knitter or you're a sewer. You see patterns for them all the time. And it's not limited just to a Jewish tradition, but it is a very big tradition within the Jewish rabbis and the synagogues. What exactly defines a prayer shawl?
A tallit, or a tallitot, which is the plural of tallit, are shawls that are traditionally, and I'm going to describe them physically first, are rectangle. At the four corners, there are what are called tzitzis, which are specially knotted fringes, for lack of a better way to describe them. The piece of material, the long rectangle, is not cut. It is all one solid piece, and linen and wool cannot be combined in the same piece. So that's kind of the very, very basic of what a tallit is. A tallit is used in the Jewish tradition primarily on Yom Kippur, or for Kol Nidre, which is the night before Yom Kippur. It is a way of being comforted by the arms of God, some would say. Now, there are different definitions. In the Jewish world, there is a Reformed tradition, a conservative tradition, and an Orthodox tradition. Each of those traditions use the prayer shawl slightly differently. Some people, for example, in the Reformed tradition may not use a tallit ever or just on High Holy Day, where Orthodox men may use it very regularly. About 6, almost 7 years ago, I did a tallit exhibit at the Jewish Cultural Center, only picking tallit that were being used by people who live here in Chattanooga. And I wanted the backstory, where they got their tallit, what made it special. In that case, one traditional tallit, which sometimes stripes are considered traditional, the color blue and white in a tallit is also considered traditional. The blue, by the way, is the symbol of a dye that comes from a specific snail in Israel, which is now extinct, but the blue tradition carries on. In that first exhibit, it was really important to me to show tallit how it was being used and how they were special and where they came from. In this particular exhibit, I went looking all over the country and to Jerusalem to look for tallit that had spiritual meaning in addition to Judaic meaning, kind of visually artistic meaning. To give you kind of an example, there's a conservative rabbi who has a tallit. Well, she has two tallits in the exhibit. Both are tie-dyed. And she talks how her work with children inspired her to make this kind of tallitot. That was inspiring to me. I put the artist's kind of definitions about what makes their artistic tallit important. The descriptions go with the tallit in the exhibit. There are other ones. For example, there are two men in Jerusalem who spin the wool, make it into yarn, and weave their tallit, every piece of it, from scratch. Ori Farin and Yosef Gasso are unique, one in that they're a tradition of male weavers, and also that they are doing very traditional tallit. And then on the total opposite side, we have Hillary Miller and Sarah Corey, both from California. And when you see their tallit, the sunshine from California radiates both through their colors of their hand-painted silk or their applique pieces. It's a real diverse form.
Now, this is a rectangle that's typically just worn over the shoulders and then straight down in the front. Is most of the applique work or the artistic expression done in the panels that appear right in the front?
No. I picked both very traditional tallit, which are very similar to what you just described, but I also picked tallit where the tallit inside and out, front and collar area function as an aesthetic, spiritual gift, as well as a tallit. In some cases, there is Hebrew embroidered on what would be we would consider the neck place. In some places, the inside of the tallit is what holds the special message. They're hung on very special theatrical hangers so that you can see them. One set of tallitot that are particularly interesting to me are those by Rachel Cantor. She spent a long time studying Jewish women farmers, particularly poor Jewish women farmers, in upstate New York around Syracuse, and found that during the Depression, those women could not afford fabric to make beautiful tallit. They couldn't afford to buy tallit, so that they would take grain sacks that were also aprons and turn those into tallit. And we have two of her kind of artistic renditions of that history in the exhibit. On the outside, she's embroidered the farms. One has chickens and roosters on it. The other is a wind farm, a very contemporary wind farm. But when you open up the pieces inside, she's made them out of flour sacks.
Are these typically worn by men?
Well, it depends on the tradition of Judaism that you come from. Traditionally, Orthodox men wear tallit. In the conservative tradition, and one of the tallit in the exhibit is from Rabbi Susan Tendler. Her mother made her tallit, and she is the rabbi of B'nai Zion congregation here in town and wears her tallit. You're seeing kind of a movement, particularly in Reform and conservative women, that are making the choice that that's a special tradition that they also want to participate in.
How many items do you have?
There are 18 artists. There are 4 tallit from local people that are traditional. I put them in there as kind of standards to say, hey, take a look at what's going on in our community and what could go on with the other 18 artists. There are about 40 tallitot in the exhibit.
They're at the Jewish Cultural Center, which is on North Terrace Road.
The Jewish Cultural Center is located at 5461 North Terrace Road. And you can always give us a call at 493-0270. If you give us a call and want someone to walk through the exhibit with you, feel free to ask for someone to do that. We have people who will be more than happy to talk.
This exhibit is free and open to the public.
Our hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 on Friday. We are closed on Saturday. We do have some Sunday hours if there's a special event. So if that's a time that is preferable for you to come, just give us a call.
Wrapped in Tradition, an exhibit of prayer shawls on display until January 15th at the Jewish Cultural Center. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more information and to see some examples of the tallit on display. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.